Today is a day of powerful transformation. It is a day where past, present, and future come together as one unique and wonderful experience. Today is a day where feelings of fear dissolve in the presence of compassion. A day where you remember the true essence of your existence. Today is the day to reclaim your personal sovereignty. Using the greatest powers of your creative mind, imagine that you are walking alone down a long gravel road, covered in a gauntlet of trees. It's a dreary autumn overcast afternoon, perhaps symbolic of how things seem in your life right now. In your mind, you begin to sort through the events of the day. And perhaps like many days, thoughts that might have otherwise seemed insignificant have been blown out of proportion. Thoughts and feelings of doubt and rejection frequently surface in your mind. Both of these can eat away at your self-esteem and self-image. The consequence makes you feel less than whole. Please know that at the deepest level, you are always whole. Feelings of fear and doubt are nothing more than illusions that eclipse the light of the human spirit. As you saunter on this gravel path, perhaps feeling less than energized, you begin to notice with each step the sounds of loose gravel under your feet. Soon, your attention shifts from the sounds of your footsteps to the autumn temperature, and you notice a slight breeze brush across your face. The air is cool, but not cold. You are dressed warmly, but you definitely notice that change is in the air. You pause for a moment, perhaps just to question life. Again, your focus of concentration shifts to the sights that surround you. As you gaze around, you notice the colors seem muted. Grays and browns dominate your entire field of vision. The sights you take in seem to match your mood, which right now is anything but inspiring. Real or imagined, our thoughts color the world we live in. As you look ahead down this gravel path, you see a tunnel ahead, an old abandoned train tunnel. It's not a long tunnel, perhaps several hundred feet. From where you now stand, you can see light at the other end. Go ahead and enter the tunnel. As you step into the near darkness, you feel a slight drop in temperature, and you find yourself surrounded by a cool dampness. The smell of the earth fills your nostrils as your feet pass over sand and pebbles with each step. The moisture seems to enhance the scent of the earth. Soon, your attention shifts from the sense of smell to the sense of sound. Listen closely, and you can hear the faint trickling of water along the sides of the tunnel as you walk by. Every minute sound is enhanced by the walls of solid rock, and there is a strange but familiar comfort to this setting. This tunnel is like a womb of sorts, a place of transition from darkness to light, from fear to compassion, from self-doubt to empowerment. Like the butterfly that emerges from the cocoon, you find yourself ready to leave the tunnel. As you continue to walk closer to the exit, the light at the end of the tunnel gets brighter, and it's so inviting. With several more steps, you approach the end of the tunnel. As you move from the darkness of the tunnel to the brightness of the day, you begin to see a world bursting with color. Your eyes soak it in like a thirsty sponge. The deep blue sky, billowy white clouds, lush emerald leaves on the trees, a deep green grass path under your feet, and wild flowers of vibrant reds, pinks, whites, and purples. So enchanting is the change. You stop for a moment and breathe it all in through your five senses. And then you look up in the morning sky and see the full moon. A mandala of wholeness, ready to set behind the trees. As you continue to walk on this lush green path of soft grass, you notice a grove of tall pine trees off to your left. At the edge of the forest is a small, unoccupied, post and beam playground. Feel yourself begin to walk toward the empty playground. Soon, you find yourself drifting over to one of the swings and taking a seat. It seems to have been a long time since you've been at a playground like this. No longer a child, you wonder if this structure is strong enough to bear your weight. But these thoughts quickly subside as you sit comfortably on the swing and bask in the warmth of the sun. As you slowly sway back and forth, with your feet anchoring you to the ground, you become aware of a small child playing in the sandbox several yards off to your left. The child is about 4 years old, and although not facing you, seems very content playing in the sandbox. In the blink of an eye, the child looks up, turns in your direction, and smiles at you. Delighted by this chance encounter, you smile back and wave. As your eyes connect, you find there is something very recognizable about this child's face. Take a moment to look into these familiar eyes. Within seconds, you recognize the youth of your face looking right back at you through your own eyes. As you gaze at this younger version of yourself, this child begins to walk over to you. A smile from ear to ear beams towards you. Now, standing about 2 feet from you, you hear a youthful voice say the words, "Hello there." You smile back and invite the child to come and sit up on your lap. Within seconds, you find this bundle of energy resting comfortably on your knees. All the time studying your face, as 4-year-olds will do. You look into these clear eyes, a reflection of your own eyes, and notice each iris, like the full moon, is a symbol of your wholeness. As Shakespeare said, the eyes are the windows of the soul, and these windows reveal a beautiful soul, your beautiful soul. Without giving a second thought, you hold this innocent angel tightly around the waist and ask, "Can I give you a hug?" Holding this child, this younger version of yourself, close to your body, you sigh. Feeling the fabric of the clothes, smelling the freshness of clean hair, feeling the softness of the skin, hearing the small, shallow breaths, you in turn take a slow, deep breath and relax. As you exhale, you feel the arms of this child reach to be placed around your neck, and the embrace is so comforting. As you hug this child, this younger version of yourself, you feel a wonderful positive feeling inside. A feeling of acceptance, love, and happiness that you haven't felt in a very long time. This loving hug wakes up a deep-seated memory that indeed life is precious. That love is empowering, and that no matter what in the course of any given day, everything is going to be all right. With love, all things are possible. Instinctively, you whisper in the child's ear, closest to your mouth, the words, "I love you." Without hesitation, you hear the reply, an echo of your very own words, from this four-year-old, who reaches up to your ear and with the greatest intention whispers, "I love you." Pause for a moment to remember this timeless message. Perhaps because of the undermining of the ego, these three words are never heard quite enough. Nor do we affirm these words to ourselves. Yet these are words we need to hear and need to say on a daily basis. Again, you whisper the words, "I love you," and give one more tight squeeze. After a long moment, the hug begins to loosen, and your foreheads briefly touch. Then, your heads slowly draw apart. With your eyes connected, you look with amazement into the reflection of these innocent eyes. Set in this beautiful face. Instantly, your younger self smiles back at you and even giggles in delight. Then, true to the nature of any four-year-old, this child climbs down off your lap and says, "Bye-bye," blows you a kiss, and then quickly waves a hand before running back to the sandbox. You momentarily close your eyes and feel the warmth of the sun on your face. As you feel yourself begin to sway back and forth on the swing, you recapture the feeling of this authentic, loving hug. The wonderful feeling of love and a profound sense of acceptance deep inside your heart. This loving feeling is a symbolic seed planted in the fertile ground of your mind to remind you of your divine wholeness. And from now on, every time you look into a mirror, let your eyes reflect to you the beauty of your soul.